AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve says economic activity downshifted in July and August due to rising concerns about the coronavirus's Delta variant, as well as supply chain problems and labor shortages. A day after Labor Day, President Biden praised the labor movement for its contributions to increasing the prosperity of American workers.
And the last year has taught us anything. It's what's essential. And what's essential is you, not a joke. You and your union members.
Summer was supposed to mark the beginning of the end of the coronavirus, but that was not the story. Last month, the U.S. recorded 26,000 deaths and more than 4 million infections, the fourth highest total since the start of the pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't saying yet if protective fencing will be going up at the Capitol for a rally later this month by supporters of the people arrested during the January riot.
And now these people are coming back to praise the people who were out to kill members of Congress, successfully causing the deaths. Successfully is not the word, but that's the word, because it's what they set out to do, of our law enforcement.
A big statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was taken down and moved in the former capital of the Confederacy, Richmond, Virginia. The nightly curfew has ended in New Orleans. The city is almost back to full power after Hurricane Ida hit. 96% of utility customers in Louisiana's hardest-hit communities are still without electricity. School officials say no shots were fired at a northwestern Indiana high school that was put on lockdown after a report of a person with a gun. A SWAT team was called to the school in St. John, about 40 miles from Chicago. The Lake Central School District posted on Twitter, two students were taken for questioning. All students and staff are safe. This is AP News. Employers posted another increase in job openings in July. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department reports openings rose to 10.9 million last month, topping the record set just in June. At the same time, the department's job openings and labor turnover survey showed actual hiring dipped slightly to 6.7 million. Meanwhile, layoffs rose slightly to 1.3 million, and nearly 4.5 million people quit their jobs. That number, however, is seen as a sign that many Americans are confident enough in their prospects to seek a new job. And overall, the report comes as a sign the labor market is bouncing back from the coronavirus recession. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be back on the street in New York City this year with coronavirus protocols, including a vaccination requirement for parade volunteers. Macy's presented a curtailed version of the parade last year near its flagship store. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.